added accessory pathways can be accessed with either a transeptal or transaortic approach. For children with Marfan syndrome who have aortic disease, however, the use of transaortic approach can aggravate the disease. We report a case of successful catheter ablation of the left-sided accessory pathway by transeptal approach in one such child. The transeptal approach for catheter ablation of left-sided accessory pathways appears to be a safe and effective therapeutic option applicable in older children with Marfan syndrome, though it requires a certain level of training and experience to perform.